弟兄姊妹，我们先念两处的圣经，以弗所书第六章。
Ephesians chapter 6。
以弗所书第六章第十一节。
Ephesians 6:11。
第六章十一跟十二，我一年四号。要穿戴神所赐的全副军装，就能抵挡魔鬼的诡计。因我们并不是与属血气的征战，乃是与那些执政的、掌权的、管辖这幽暗世界的，以及天空属灵气的恶魔征战。
Verses 11 and 12. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places.
所以这边有魔鬼的诡计，然后有掌管这个世界的。
Here we have the wealth of the devils, and then we have the ones the rulers of the darkness of this world.
然后在全副的军装里面有一个是在第十七节。
And the whole armor of God, and we have this in verse 17.
并戴上救恩的头盔，拿着圣灵的宝剑，就是神的道。
And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God.
大家注意一下，那个圣灵的宝剑就是神的道。
Look here, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God.
我们请翻到启示录第二章。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 2.
启示录最后一卷，新约最后一卷，启示录第二章十二节。
The last book, Revelation, chapter 2, verse 12.
我念十二到十四号。
Chapter 14.
对。你要写信给别加摩教会的使者说，那有两刃利剑的说，我知道你的居所，就是有撒旦座位之处。当我忠心的见证人安提帕在你们中间，撒旦所住的地方被杀之时，你还坚守我的名，没有弃绝我的道。然而有几件事我要责备你，因为在你那里有人服从了巴兰的教训，这巴兰曾教导巴勒将绊脚石放在以色列人面前，叫他们吃祭偶像之物，行奸淫的事。
And to the angel of the church in Pergamos write, These things said he, that he which hath a sharp sword with two edges, I know thy works, and where thou dwellest, even where Satan's seat is. And thou holdest fast my name, and hast not denied my faith, even in those days wherein Antipas was my faithful martyr, who was slain among you, where Satan dwelt. But I have a few things against thee, because thou hast there them that hold the doctrine of Balaam, who taught Balak to cast a stumbling block before the children of Israel, to eat things sacrificed unto idols, and to commit fornication.
Okay. 好，我之前呢有跟弟兄姊妹提到启示录里面的教会给教会的书信。
I mentioned to you, I'm in Revelation, the letters to the churches.
我一开头的时候，我对弟兄姊妹的负担呢，就是前面三个教会。
My burden in the beginning was the three churches.
所以也许今天是这个部分呢，我有可能就停在这个教会。
I may just stop at this, the church to, the letter to the church in Pergamos.
除非主有另外其他的带领跟负担。
Unless the Lord gave me another burden.
很快的这个。那个再复习一下下。
We'll kind of recap.
在这个末后的世代，那个日期近了。
In this end times, when the time is near.
主耶稣来的日子已经很近了。
The time that Christ is coming is very close.
所以启示录里面强调，在这个末后的时代呢，我们要。那个要明白启示录上面所讲的话。
Then this end times we need to understand what is spoken in the book of Revelation.
然后有一个重点就是我们的主呢在那里呼召一种人叫做得胜者。
And there's an emphasis here that the Lord is calling for people, calling overcomers.
这批得胜者呢是为着这个教会，然后能够得胜。
The overcomers are here for the churches to be able to overcome.
然后在前三个教会里面呢，这个得胜者有几个我特别强调的特性。
And there are some special characteristics that of these churches.
对，所以第一个以弗所教会里面这些得胜者呢，他们里面维持一个起初的爱。
And the ones these overcomers in the Church of Ephesus, they maintain this first love.
他里面对主单纯，他们爱主，能够放下许多的事情。
They have a pure heart towards the Lord, and they let go a lot everything.
当主看到我们每一个人的时候呢，他不是只看我们外面好像工作的很劳苦，做了很多事情而已。
The Lord does not look at externally that we have labored much.
他看见的是我们里面那个实际呢，有没有真正的爱他。
And he look inwards if you know if in reality do we love him.
然后第二个教会叫做士美拿教会。
And the church in Smyrna.
这个它的特点呢，就是这些得胜者呢，能够胜过地上的苦难。
And their characteristic is that they can overcome the afflictions of this world.
这边讲到的苦难呢，当然里面讲到是进监牢啊，或者受到很多的逼迫。
And here when it speaks about afflictions, it talks about imprisonment and a lot of persecution.
那我希望能够弟兄姊妹能够扩大的来看这件事情。
And maybe we can widen and look at this thing in a bigger picture.
就是说，当我们在这个地上生活的时候呢，你会碰到很多的难处。
And we come across a lot of difficulties in this life.
很多的不顺利，很多前面不清楚的地方。
A lot of uncertainty.
不要让这些苦难呢，把我们击倒。
Do not let these sufferings beat you down.
所以上次我用一句话说，就算在患难中呢，也要欢欢喜喜的。
That we rejoice even in these in tribulation.
当我们在患难中能够欢欢喜喜，你会发现主那个得胜的生命呢，帮助我们胜过这些患难。
And if we can rejoice in tribulation, the victorious life of our God can help us overcome these.
因为我们眼睛是仰望主，然后知道他与我们同在，并且知道那是有一个荣耀的结局。
Because our eyes are set upon our Lord, and that we know that there is a glorious ending.
所以我们在苦难当中能够成熟长大，能够经历它。
And that we can in all these tribulation we can grow and mature and to experience Him.
第三个教会是刚刚念的，叫做别加摩。
And the third church is the church in Pergamos.
这个教会的一个重点呢，是与世界分别。
And here the main thing is to be separated, to be set apart from the world.
之前我想弟兄们呢，也都在不同的场合里面与弟兄姊妹。强调这个主题。
Other brothers have put emphasis on this topic too.
所以我今天就是继续的让弟兄姊妹有更深的印象。
I'll carry on and hope to make a deeper impression in you.
我们刚刚念好，你会发现，那个这个书信写说，这些弟兄姊妹呢，他们住在一个地方。
We read here in the Bible that these brothers and sisters they live in this place.
那个地方呢是。有撒旦座位之处。
And this place is where Satan's seat is.
如果你乍念之下，你会觉得哇，这个真是就是可怕的事情了。
And this is it's very frightening.
Yeah, 所以我们那个座位其实就是宝座的意思，就是他们住在一个撒旦的宝座的那个地方。
This seat is the throne, the throne of Satan.
所以联系到我们今天的环境。
And when we connect it to our circumstances to today.
对，我们今天所住在的这个世界呢，其实就是撒旦掌权的地方。
And the world that we live in today is where Satan reigns.
那主耶稣自己讲说，这个撒旦是这个世界的王。
The Lord Jesus himself speaks of that Satan is the king of this world.
他是那个空中掌权者。
And he's the ruler of this of the
他是我们现在世界的掌权者。
That he's in power.
所以我们今天就是住在这样一个世界里面。
That we are living in this world today.
所以这个撒旦这个各样的计谋诡计是很厉害的。
And his plot and his schemes is very clever.
他的目的呢，就是要阻挡人呢， 能够相信神，能够跟随他。
His work is to stop people to be able to come to the Lord and then to be believing in Him.
他要阻挡神的旨意。
He's against God's purpose.
然后叫人远离神。
He wants man to be to leave God.
你看到在士美拿教会里面，他说第十节，他说你将要受的苦呢，你不用怕，是有一个魔鬼在那里。
And in, to the church in Smyrna, it says that do not be afraid of this tribulation, because this is from the devil.
然后你看到别加摩教会，他说有一个人叫做安提帕被杀。
And here in the church in Pergamos, there is a person called Antipas. He was to be martyred.
也就是说，仇敌撒旦呢，他会先用各样的患难呢，把我们打倒。
That we know that Satan, the enemy will use all kinds of suffering, some tribulation to beat us down.
对，他记得这些各样的试炼、各样的苦难呢，要人能够远离神。
He used all these that we will be, we'll walk away from the Lord.
所以我刚刚提到说，我们要在这点上面要能够胜过。
And I mentioned that we have to overcome it, in this point.
如果这个方法行不通的话
，If this doesn't work，
那个撒旦就会用另外一个方法。
Satan will try a different way。
他就开，那原来是用那个硬的方法。
At first, he's using the tough way。
然后接下来他要用那个软的方法。
And he use an easier way, a more subtle way。
他就开始用各样花花的世界呢，来吸引我们。
He used this world to attract us。
然后在不知不觉当中呢，我们就远离神了。
And unknowingly, gradually we leave the Lord.
然后在那个神的旨意就在我们身上不能通行。
And the purpose of the Lord cannot be accomplished in us.
为什么我这样讲呢？因为他这边讲到一个巴兰的教训。
Because here it says of the doctrine of Balaam.
我简单讲一下这段的背景。
I'll speak a little about the background.
就是说在那个以色列人在摩西带领底下呢，他们离开埃及。
And the Israelites were led out of Egypt by Moses.
然后他们在那个旷野漂流了40年。
And they were in the wilderness for 40 years.
然后神应许他们能够进入那个迦南美地。
And God promised them they can enter into Canaan.
迦南美地就是今天以色列国家所在的那块地。
It's where Israel is today.
所以当他们站在那个约旦河东岸的时候，面对一个城叫耶利哥城。
And when they stand on the east side of the River Jordan, they face a city called Jericho.
他们已经要跨过河，要进入迦南美地了。
They're about to cross the river into Canaan.
在那个之前呢，他们经历了很多的事情。
And they have experienced a lot before that.
有环境的苦难。
There is suffering from the environment.
还有仇敌的那个攻击，那个有那个战争。
And the wars, the attack from the enemy.
现在他们即将要面对迦南美地要进去了。
And now they are facing Canaan and they are about to enter it.
这时候就发生巴兰这件事情。
And the matter of Balaam was
对，那个，所以这件事情呢，他那个巴兰用了一个计谋。
And Balaam used a scheme.
他让那个这个以色列人呢，跟那个外邦人女子通婚。
And he has the Israelites to marry the Gentiles.
然后通婚之后，通婚的过程当中呢，他们外邦人带他们敬拜外邦人的偶像。外邦人的神。
And the Gentiles lead them to worship the foreign gods.
所以他们这个巴兰这个诡计呢，把一个混杂呢带到神儿女的里面。
And the doctrine of Balaam, he brings in this mixture. They brought in the mixture into the people of God.
所以神对这次是。也相当的愤怒啊，愤怒对。
God was angry.
所以在以色列人当中有被杀的，有瘟疫的，死了很多人。
And there were deaths among the Israelites, and there were pestilence.
然后当这件事情那个洁净平静之后呢
？And after this have quieted down.
然后他们就开始就进到迦南。
They enter into Canaan.
所以在这个别加摩这个书信里面呢，神特别启示主是有两刃利剑。
And in the letter to the church in Pergamos, God emphasizes that he is the one that has the sharp sword with two edges.
Yeah, 在十二节上面写的。
In verse 12.
也就是说，神要用两刃的利剑呢，把我们与世界的那个混杂把它分开。
God wants to use this two-edged sword to separate this mixture between us and the world.
我现在要念几处的圣经哈，让给弟兄姊妹有一个深刻的印象。
I'm going to read a few scriptures here for you to have a deeper impression.
就是说，与世界分别呢，是主的吩咐跟他的心意。
That to be separated from the world is God's commandment and His purpose and His will.
这样，我们先念罗马书十二章第二节。
We read Romans chapter 12 verse 2.
罗马书十二章第二节。
Romans 12:2.
不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验何为神的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
这边讲到那个效法这个世界呢，是讲到说世界有一个模样。
When we say this is to be that the world has this mold.
Yeah. 所以不要效法这个世界，就是说，效法这个世界就是说被磨成世界的样子。
To not be conformed to this world, but to be molded into to be like the world.
对，所以就是说我们他这边告诉我们说，我们信主之后呢，不要继续被磨成像世界的那个样子。
That after we come to Christ, that we not continue to be molded into this form of the world.
我们再看加拉太书第六章十四节。
Galatians 14.
加拉太书六章十四节，对。
Galatians chapter 6 verse 14.
在哥林多后书后面，加拉太书六章十四，我念一次哈，加拉太书六章十四节。但我断不以别的夸口，只夸我们主耶稣基督的十字架。因这十字架就我而论，世界已经钉在十字架上；就世界而论，我已经钉在十字架上。
But God forbid that I should glory, save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me, and I unto the world.
所以这边讲的就是说，十字架呢，除了主耶稣宝血呢，拯救我们。
Besides being saved by the blood of our Lord.
你会发现十字架还有一个很重要的意义。
It's a special meaning in the cross.
就是十字架好像一个分界线。
It's like a dividing line.
对于世界来看呢，我好像对世界来讲已经是一个死掉的钉在十字架上的人了。
To the world, I'm like one that has been already crucified.
然后从我的角度来看呢，过去的世界已经被钉死了。
And from my side, the world has already been crucified.
所以这边讲得很清楚，我们跟世界已经没有那个关系了。
That we have nothing, no relations with the world.
我们再看雅各书第四章第四节。
And in James chapter 4 verse 4。
在那个希伯来书后面的雅各书。
Behind Hebrews。
第四章第四节。
James 4 4。
你们这些淫乱的人啊，岂不知与世俗为友就是与神为敌吗？所以凡想要与世俗为友的，就是与神为敌了。
Ye adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God.
这个世俗啊，就是世界。
This is the world.
Yeah. 所以与世界世俗为友呢，就是与神为敌。
And if we are friends with God, the world, then we are in enmity with God.
当你对世界友好，然后跟他有个亲近的关系的时候，你会发现，其实你是跟神为敌的，这是很严重的事。
And when you are, you know, if you have a friendship with the world and you are an enemy of God, this is something really serious.
好，我们再看一下我们弟兄们以前有念过的约翰一书第二章。
First John chapter one.
第二章第十五节。
Verse 15.
对，就在后面一点点。约翰一书第二章第十五节。
First John 2:15.
OK. 我念十五跟十六好，不要爱世界和世界上的事，人若爱世界，爱父的心就不在他里面了。因为凡世界上的事，就像肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲，并今生的骄傲，都不是从父来的，乃是从世界来的。
Verses 15 and 16. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of the life, pride of life is not of the Father, but is of this.Of the world.
所以如果我们爱世界和世界上的事呢，我们不可能爱神的。
If we love the world and the things of the world, it can't be possible that we love God.
好，今天要问弟兄姊妹几个问题。
I have a few questions for you.
让大家去想。
That you can think about.
然后呢，你会发现我今天。所讲的呢，可能不是用一个肯定的答案回答这些问题。
There are no definite answers to these questions.
但是与世界分别这件事情呢，当你神有接触的时候呢，那个答案会是肯定。
To be separated from this world, if you meet the Lord, you have a definite answer.
我比如说我提第一个问题。
Question one.
如果与世界分别好是神所要的。
If to be separated from the world is what the Lord wants.
但是我们很容易问一个问题，就是说我们现在就活在这个世界上。
We ask a question. We are living in this world.
我们每天就住在这个世界里面。
We live in this world every day.
然后我们接触的事情，然后碰见的事情，做的事情都是世界上的事。
The things that we have contact with and what we do is of the world.
那请问与世界分别是什么意思？
And you ask, what does it mean to be separated from the world?
好，所以请让我再用约翰福音的几处的圣经呢，我会继续的讲这件事情。
We'll continue to look at it from the Gospel of John.
Okay, 我们请看约翰福音十三章。
John chapter 13.
所以弟兄姊妹，先把这个问题放在你的心里哈。
Have this question in your heart.
你每天住在世界上面，那对你来讲，什么是与世界分别？
You live in this world every day. What does it mean to you to be separated from the world?
Okay. 好，约翰福音十三章第一节。
John 13.
逾越节以前，耶稣知道自己离世归父的时候到了。我只念一半哦。十三章第一节。
Now before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that this hour was come that he should depart out of this world unto the Father.
十三章开始的时候，开始之后呢，主耶稣知道他要离开这个世界的时候即将要来，要到。
In the beginning of chapter 13, the Lord Jesus knew that the time for him to leave this world is about to come.
所以他对弟兄姊妹，对他的门徒们有一些的劝勉。
And he has some encouragement for his disciples here.
然后他为弟兄姊妹，为这些门徒们祷告。
He prayed for his disciples.
大家要有个感觉哈，主耶稣跟他们生活了3年、3年半的时间，他们一直都生活在一起。
The Lord lived with them for about 3.5 years.
活在这个世界上面。
He was living in this world.
现在主耶稣要离开他们了。
He's about to depart.
他心中有一些负担，因为这些门徒们还是留在世界上面。
He has this burden because even though he's about to depart, his disciples are still living in this world.
所以他有一些负担要跟他们讲，要为他们祷告。
He has some burden to speak to them and he wants to pray for them.
他讲了哪些话呢？我用一些。我用一些他讲的话。
I'll say some of what he said.
请看那个十四章二十六节。
Chapter 14, 26.
约翰福音十四章二十六节。
John 14, 26.
但保惠师就是父因我的名所要差来的圣灵，他要将一切的事指教你们， 并且要叫你们想起我对你们所说的一切话。我留下平安给你们，我将我的平安赐给你们，我所赐的不像世人所赐的，你们心里不要忧愁，也不要胆怯。
26-27 But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things, and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you, not as the world give I unto you, let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid.
主耶稣离世之后，
After the Lord Jesus departed,
后来圣灵就降临在这个神的儿女当中。
The Holy Spirit came.
然后这位圣灵呢，要把一切神的话来向我们教导我们，指教我们。
This Holy Spirit, he brings bring to our remembrance God's word.
他把主的平安带给我们。
He also brings the peace from our Lord.
这个平安不是跟世界给我们的平安是不一样。
It's different from what the world gives.
Okay, 好，这是一个大家记得。然后十，看好，十六章十三节。
Chapter 16:13.
我只念前面一半。
The first half.
只等真理的圣灵来了，他要引导你们明白一切的真理。
However, when he, the spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth.
他引导我们进入一切的真理。
He will guide us into all truth.
好，我们最后再看十七章十三节。
17:13.
十七章十三到十九节。
13-19.
好，现在我往你那里，他现在是对那个父神祷告哈。现在我往你那里去，我还在世上说这话，是叫他们心里充满我的喜乐。我已将你的道赐给他们，世界又恨他们，因为他们不属世界，正如我不属世界一样。我不求你叫他们离开世界，只求你保守他们脱离那恶者。他们不属世界，正如我不属世界一样。求你用真理使他们成圣，你的道就是真理。你怎样差我到世上，我也照样差他们到世上。我为他们的缘故，自己分别为圣，叫他们也因真理成圣。
The Lord Jesus here is praying to the Father, and now come I to thee, and these things I speak in the world, that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves. I have given them thy word, and the world hath hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. I pray not that thou should take them out of the world, but that thou should keep them from the evil. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. As thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world. And for their sakes, I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified through the truth.
好，我想我今天圣经就念到这。
Now read so much scripture today.
那个大家注意一下哈，主耶稣说我们的地位是不属这世界。
We pay attention here that our position, we are not of this world.
因为主耶稣自己他是不属世界。
Our Lord Jesus himself is not of this world.
另外有一个点呢，主耶稣没有祷告叫我们离开世界。
Our Lord Jesus did not pray for us to leave the world.
但是他祷告叫我们能够脱离那个恶者。
That we be able to be saved from the evil one.
然后另外一个，主耶稣用真理使我们成圣。
Then he sanctified us with the truth.
呈现就是一个分别的意思。
To be holy is to be set apart.
所以圣灵带我们进入真理，真理叫我们能够有所分别。
The Spirit leads us into the truth, and the truth will help us to be set apart.
Okay, 所以希望弟兄姊妹先把先有一个很深的印象。我们不属这世界，然后主耶稣要我们与世界有所分别。
And you have this impression that we are not of this world, and the Lord Jesus wants us to be separated from this world.
他用那个圣灵的宝剑，那个两刃的利剑，叫我们有所分别。
He uses the sword of the Spirit, this two-edged sword, that we be set apart from this world.
好，弟兄姊妹，我要用一些实际的例子呢，让弟兄姊妹能够。比较能够摸着这个属灵的实际。
Now to use some examples that we might be able to touch the spiritual reality.
但是有一个大原则，我们先弟兄们提过。
But there are some principles that our brothers have mentioned.
当我们当我这个我们这个人呢，爱一个事情呢， 过于主的时候，那个事情就变成偶像。
When we love something more than loving God, this thing becomes an idol.
当一个事情成为我们心中那个主要追求的目标，成为我们的捆绑，那个就是爱世界。
And if this thing becomes the pursuit in our life, kind of bondage, becomes our bondage, this becomes our idol.
所以这是一个大原则，当一个事情占据我们的心思意念，叫神的地取代神的地位的时候呢，我们就变成一个属世界的一个情况。
If this thing so captured us that we leave the Lord, that we love this thing more, we are kind of in the world.
好，所以弟兄姊妹，在这个对于世界这些事情哈，首先我们记得我们要学习把自己的观念放下，要先归零。
We need to return to zero, to put down what our own perspective. Yeah.
意思就是说，我们信主之前哈，直到今天哈，就是我们原本生活在这个世界里面，有很多世界的观念。
We have a lot of the way the world thinks.
然后那个观念已经根深蒂固在我们里面。
It's been kind of imprinted in us.
然后我们做很多事情呢，就是这样子去做，已经是习惯性了。
We cannot do it as an habit.
然后我们在这个世界上世人的标准底下生活了很久。
And we live according to the standard of this world for a long time.
所以我们要学习把这些先归零，然后每一件事情到底是不是属世界、爱世界呢？我们要带到神的面前。
And we have to come back to zero to bring all these things before the Lord and ask if this is of the world.
当我在默想的时候
，When I was meditating，
我觉得用一些实际的事情呢，我把它分成四大类，来帮助我们去摸着这个实际。
I put it into four categories for us to be able to touch this reality。
但是，就算我今天讲了很多的例子跟事情，我们永远可以用。可以产生一千件事情来问这个是不是属世界。
There are still a lot of many things that we will still ask. Is this thing of the world?
所以今天是一个抓住里面的原则跟它的实际。
Today,
这是重点。
Today our main thing is to be able to capture the principles.
第一类型的事情哈，就是说这个事情明显是犯罪。
First kind of thing is that this thing is obviously it is something that is a sin.
然后很明显的神不喜悦，圣经也说不可以去做。
And God hates these things, and that we should not do these things.
比如说赌博。
Gambling.
比如说喝醉酒。
To be drunk.
比如说奸淫。
Adultery.
欺骗。
Deception.
所以这些事情哈，很明显这是属世的罪恶事情。
These are the sins of the world.
第二类型。
Second kind.
就是我们生活当中你那个食衣住行，然后碰到的休闲娱乐各样的事情。
And everything, what you dress, what you eat, and the recreation, and everything that you touch.
比如说你会问我跟基督徒可不可以看电影。
You might ask, can we watch a movie?
可不可以看金庸小说。
Can we read novels?
你可不可以看电视。
Can we watch TV programs?
那你可不可以化妆。
Can we make up?
你可不可以戴耳环。
Can we wear earrings?
然后你可不可以上网，或是哪些网站可不可以上。
Can we go on to internet and surf some of the websites?
然后你可不可以出去哪里旅游，或者吃吃喝喝之类的事情。
Can you go travel and you know eat and drink?
所以这些事情你会发现是我们平常碰到的事情，有可能是让我们爱世界。
These things that we come across every day might lead us to love the world.
这是第二类。
This is the second type.
第三类的事情就是跟我们职业、养生。一些家庭有关系的。
The third has to do with our job, our career, our family.
比如说我们在读书考试。
When we are studying for our exam.
做研究追求学位。
Our research or pursue for our degree.
然后我们在工作在赚钱。
And working and earning the money.
然后我们在看小孩，在有一些教育。
And when we're educating and taking care of our kids,
我们的婚姻
and our marriage,
这些事情都是很正正当当的事情，都是很
these are relevant stuff.
对，但是这些事情也可能是爱世界。
But these things can be loving the world too.
Okay. 然后第四类事情，这个我今天不会提到，就是聚会当中的服事。
And the other part is the service in the church.
对，我们在聚会，然后服事，然后帮助弟兄姊妹，这些事情也有可能是世界。
And when we come to the meetings, when we help our brothers and sisters, when we serve, these can also be of the world.
Okay, 这点我今天不提了。
I'm gonna not mention on this today.
Okay, 好，我刚刚提到这个四类的东西，四类的事。
I mentioned all these four things.
也许不是绝对是这样子分，但是我。但是帮助我们抓住什么是与世界分别。
It might not be as clear cut as this, but it helps us to know what does it mean to be loving the world.
当我们看这些一个的事情的时候呢，我们很容易有两件错误。
When you look at these things individually, we might make two mistakes.
第一个错误，我们很容易落入一个规条跟规定的里面。
One, we might lead us to into regulation and kind of
the law, yeah.
Yeah, the law.
所以一条一条的，你说这个是爱世界，然后那样是不爱世界，然后你就这样子去看它。
You might say, oh, this is to love the world, and that is not to love the world, and we look at things like that.
那个是律法，是规条。
That's law and rules.
第二个情况就是说，我们很容易落入那个对错是非的那个争论里面。
We might argue on whether this is right or this is wrong.
这件事情做的是对呢，还是这件事情做的不对呢？
When we do this thing, is it right or is it wrong?
但是要记得一个属灵的原则哈，我们不是在神面前呢，神不看重那个对错。
There's a spiritual principle here that God does not look at whether this thing is right or this thing is wrong.
他着重的是我们里面的生命是不是有在顺服他，有讨神的喜悦。
What he wants is whether our life within, do we submit to him, do we want to please him?
好，比如说第一大类，我刚刚不是讲说有一些事情是明显犯罪的吗？
And some things I say, it says here that it's obviously it's a sin.
我们良心上都觉得不对了，然后道德上觉得不对了，这个我们知道是世界上的罪。
Consciously and morally we know that this is wrong, you know, this is sinful.
但是你可以问一个问题哈，比如说赌博打麻将不好，对不对？
You might ask, you know, gambling or mahjong is not good.
那你问说，那我打麻将是训练脑力，我不赌钱，这样子算不算属世界？
You might ask, well, I play mahjong, but you know, it's to kind of exercise my mind. Is this of the world?
圣经说你不可以喝醉酒。
The Bible said not to be drunk.
那有人会问，你说你喝到什么程度算是醉酒？
And how much do you drink to be considered drunk?
你要不要用警察那种测酒的那种测，然后测到什么程度算是醉酒？
Do you want to test it like what the police do to know when you're drunk?
你会问很多的问题。
You might ask many questions.
但如果你刚问那个问题的话，我有些人是故意这样子问的。
Some might ask them intentionally.
我希望弟兄姊妹着重在里面，我们有一个愿意与世界分别的心，一个态度。
I hope you will emphasize that inwardly we have a heart that we want to be separated from the world.
刚刚那几个情况呢，我可以告诉大家，我不会给你答案，我也没有答案。
I have no answers for you.
但是有一个事情就是说，如果你的良心里面已经过不去的话，你就不要去做。
If you can't get away from your own conscience, then please don't do it.
这个着重在明显犯罪的事情。
It's obviously you're sinning.
Okay, 然后第二类好，就是你生活当中会碰到很多的其他的事情。
Second kind in your life you might go through a lot.
就是我刚刚讲的那个衣服怎么穿，然后可不可以化妆那种事情。
How should you dress and can you do makeup?
好，这里要问大家一个问题哈。
I have a question for you.
有些事情哈不是明显的罪。
Some things are not not sin in obviously, you know, on the outside.
然后圣经也没有列出来不可以做。
And the Bible does not list whether you can do that or not.
我们怎么知道它是不是一个属世界、爱世界的事情？
And how do we know if this is of the world?
大家记得哦，一个事情呢，圣经没有说是罪的，我们也不觉得是，它是一个很中性的东西。那它是，那我们怎么知道这个事情到底是不是属世界
？The Bible did not mention this thing, and it's kind of something that's neutral. But how do we differentiate? How do we know if this is not of the world?
所以弟兄姊妹回去呢，问自己。
And go home and ask yourself.
啊，但是这边有一件事情要注意，就是说。圣灵用真理使我们成圣。
That the Holy Spirit sanctified us through the truth.
圣灵有他的宝剑呢，他能够叫我们知道，把它分开。
The Holy Spirit has a sword that He will help us to be able to separate it.
再一次的，你可以问各样千奇百怪的问题。
You may ask many questions.
我自己都可以想得到。
I can also think of many.
比如说那个女孩子，你穿衣服是。穿什么程度是爱世界？穿什么程度是比较属灵
？For the women, for the girls, when you dress up, to what extent do you dress up? You're off the world, and to what extent you're more, you know, kind of spiritual.
在那个六七十年前呢，如果你的衣服，女孩子衣服是穿无袖的，那就是爱世界。
And in 70 years ago, if you wear sleeveless top, then it's considered that you love the world.
你那个耳环可不可以戴呢
？Can you wear earrings?
你是戴大的比较爱世界，还是小一点都没关系
？Do you love the world more if you wear bigger ones or smaller ones?
那个姊妹可不可以化妆呢
？Can the sisters make up?
你化到多浓才算是爱世界
？To what extent when you do your makeup do you consider loving the world?
基督徒可不可以看电影
？Can Christians watch movies？
你多久看一部算是爱世界
？How often do you watch a movie？ It has relatively to the how much you love the world。
然后基督徒可不可以喝酒
？Can Christians drink？
很多人在问。然后那个舞厅可不可以去
？Can you go to bars？
好，那个 OK， 所以我再说哈，我今天。不是一个规条说这些有答案。
I'm not setting a rule that whether you know what answers there are for these questions.
兰培德弟兄有一个以前有个非常好的例子。
Alberta Lansember has a really good example.
他看到一个姊妹她信主了。
There's a sister who just came to the Lord.
那个姊妹是有化妆的习惯。
And this sister has a habit of doing makeup.
可是她看到里面一些爱主的姊妹们，她们都没有化妆。
And she sees that many sisters who love the Lord, they do not do makeup.
我不太确定是不是有人劝她不要化妆，这个不太确定。
I'm not sure if somebody, you know, actually talked to her not to put on makeup.
然后她就跑去问蓝弟兄说。我信主了，但是我不觉得化妆有错啊，我一直都化妆。
She went to Alberta Lance and asked, you know, I don't think putting on makeup is wrong.
蓝培弟兄很有智慧。
Alberta is very wise.
他说姊妹啊，你现在你继续化妆。
He said, my sister, continue to do your put on your makeup.
如果你圣灵里面呢，在你里面呢。没有叫你不要化妆，你继续化妆。
If the Holy Spirit did not speak to your heart to not put on makeup, then continue to put on makeup.
所以你要 promise， 你要答应我一件事情，你要继续化妆呢，除非里面有感动叫你不要化妆。
And you promise me that you continue to put on makeup unless inwardly the Spirit has has talked to you.
那姊妹回，她听了之后，她就平安，她就继续化妆。
And our sister had this peace in her heart, and she continued to put on her makeup.
有一天，蓝弟兄看到这姊妹怎么今天没有化妆呢？
And one day our brother Lance saw the sister, and oh, she did not put on any makeup.
他跑去问那跟那姊妹说，姊妹，你答应我的哦，你要一直化妆的，除非有里面跟你讲的，你今天怎么没有化呢
？He said, "You promised me that you continue to put on makeup unless inwardly the Holy Spirit speaks to you."
然后姊妹跟他说，主圣灵对我说话，我觉得我不应该再化妆。
And the sister told him, "You know, the Spirit has spoken to me that I should not put on any more makeup."
所以我今天就没有化妆。
And so I did not put on any today.
蓝弟兄就 OK 。但是过了一阵子之后呢，那个姊妹又化了一些淡妆。
And after time has passed, and then our sister put on some makeup, very light makeup.
为什么
？But why？
因为她里面平安，那个主允许她有一点的化妆。她在之前 ，OK。
she has this peace in her heart that she can put on makeup.
你会发现那个圣灵的宝剑呢，叫她，她原来一定要化妆的一个人，她觉得化妆根本没有不对的，她要化妆。
And previously, you know, she's someone that, you know, she has her own you know, mind that she said, you know, I want to put on makeup. There's nothing wrong with it.
然后圣灵的宝剑下去的时候呢？ 他服下来，他放下这件事情。
When the sword of the spirit is there, you know, she was able to let go.
然后一阵子之后呢，其实她里面有平安，她能够再化一点妆。
And she has this peace in her heart that she can still put on some makeup.
这个叫做与世界分别。
And this is called to be separated from the world.
我们常用一个例子哦，很快讲一下。
I use another example.
对，在尼弟兄带领一个老弟兄，不认识字的老弟兄信主了。When
our brother Ni brought another old, an elder brother to the Lord.
每一餐他以前都一定喝酒。This
elder brother always drink every meal.
他信主之后有一天觉得不太对劲。
After he came to the Lord, just one day he just felt something amiss.
他觉得他
He couldn't give thanks before eating.
他觉得这个酒的这个东西好像不太，好像在他里面有感觉。
He feels something in there speaking to him about this drinking.
所以他问那个他认识字的这个太太呢，你可以帮我看看圣经，圣经有没有说不可以喝酒吗？
And he asked his wife who can read and find in the Bible you know if there is something that says that you can't drink.
圣经不熟，找不到。
But they're not familiar with the Bible, so she couldn't find.
其实就算她找，也圣经也没有说不可以喝酒。
And even though if she's able to find it, the Bible did not speak of you cannot drink.
老弟兄后来说，算了，那个我里面不行，感觉不平安，那个酒拿开，他就可以祷告。
And our brother said, you know, forget it. I just don't have this peace in my heart. Inside me, there's somebody telling me that I can't drink.
所以有一天哈，你可以问这个老弟兄，你可以告诉他说，圣经上没有说不可以喝酒。
You might tell this brother, you know, the Bible did not say you know, you can't drink.
你可以喝的啊，喝一点啊。
You can drink a little.
我相信老弟兄他可以很肯定跟我们回答。
I'm sure our brother has a definite answer.
他说主不让我喝。
That the Lord does not allow me to drink.
对，那个是。
That has to be separated from the world.
圣灵的宝剑，那个神的道呢，叫我们与那个分开。
That the sword of the spirit, the word of God, separate us.
那个以前我初信的时候，When
I first came to the Lord，
然后当我听到与世界分别这一方面的信息，When
I heard messages speaking about to be separate from the world，
然后我就回家里面看我家里有什么东西是比较属世的。I
went home and looked at things if there are things that are more you know of the world，
我不常听流行音乐，但是我有一些。
I don't really listen to popular music, but I have some music at home.
什么罗大佑的啊，潘越云的，你们可能没听过。
Some older generation popular songs.
歌曲还不是很差的，就是比较有点深度，比较优美。They're
pretty decent ones.
但我想，我觉得我。 想了一阵子，我觉得有点可惜。如果要丢掉，有点可惜。
I look at them and you know if I were to throw them away, it's kind of a little, you know, such a pity.
所以，但是我觉得心里面觉得说，这个东西还是不要算了。
I told myself, well, I shouldn't have these things.
所以我里面有一些挣扎，就后来就把它扔了。
I struggled, but I threw them away.
然后，我曾经陪我父亲去过。 大陆国内探亲。I
have accompanied my father China to visit.
对，我亲戚的那个儿子呢，在比利时当外交官。
The son of my relative was in Belgium as a foreign ambassador.
所以他在比利时呢，寄了一个小雕像，然后那时候送给我。
he mailed me a sculpture from Belgium.
就比利时有一个很有名的小朋友在尿尿那个。
It's a very famous sculpture of a little kid peeing.
所以我就带回台湾，再带回美，带到美国来。
I brought it back to Taiwan and then back to the States.
然后我就看那个像，那个质量很好。
The material of the sculpture is very good.
那这种雕像本来也不是偶像，对不对？不是什么东西。
The sculpture itself is not an idol.
但是我心里面有个感觉，感动的想说，哎呀，这个也是像。
But it's still a sculpture.
也是人像。
It's still something that's carved out.
所以我挣扎一阵子也把它扔了。
I struggled for a while. I threw it away in the end.
所以你不要问我说这件事情是。你是不是？如果你有这个雕像，你不要问我说你该不该丢。
If you have such a sculpture, don't ask me if you should throw it away.
这边没有一个 ，OK， 这边没有一个绝对对或者绝对错的一个情况。
That's not a definite, you know, right or wrong.
但是我觉得当神在圣灵在我们里面做工作的时候呢，我知道我应该丢的。
But when the Spirit works in our hearts, I know I should throw that away.
我刚举的一些简单的例子哈，弟兄姊妹，我们要有这样的经历的。
I mentioned these examples, you know, brothers and sisters, we need to have these experiences.
如果我们愿意与世界分别的话，你一定会有这个经历。
If you are willing to be separated from the world, you will have such experiences.
为什么呢？因为我们活在这个世界上。
Because we are living in this world.
当圣灵的宝剑下来的时候呢
？When the sword of spirit comes，
你会有挣扎的。
You will have struggle。
你有些东西你觉得我可以的，这个我很喜欢的。
You know some things you might say, you know, this can, you know, I can keep this, you know, I really like this。
所以当它下去之后，你挣扎，你顺服了。
When the sword of spirit comes, you know, you struggle, but you submit。
你把一些事情舍弃。
You lay down something。
你才会开始明白什么是主的平安。
Then you will start to realize, understand what is the peace of God.
要不然，世界有很多平安给我们的。
You know, the world gives us peace.
当我们有经历这种经历的时候，让我们碰到主。
When we have such experiences, I mean, it helps us to meet the Lord. We touch the Lord.
有些时候我们要好像有点牺牲放下的。
We might need to have some sacrifice. We might need to have some laying down.
但是你这样经过之后呢，你发现你知道什么是平安了。
But after you've gone through this, you know, you understand what is real peace.
另外一个就是说，我们有时候上网啊，玩 game 啊，看电视啊，占据我们很多时间啊。
And we are surfing the internet and we are playing games and we watch TV. It takes away a lot of our time.
我们可以肯定的说，上网玩 game， 看电视不是罪。
All these we know that it's not sin.
但是如果你发现你花了两三个小时在上面，然后你根本不读圣经也不祷告。
If you realize that you are spending 2-3 hours on there and then you're not even reading your Bible, you're not praying.
你的心思被霸占，你被捆绑。
That in your mind that you're captured, you're like in a bondage.
那我必须要请我们自己问我们心里哈，这样子是不是爱世界？
I want to ask you, you ask yourself, are you loving the world?
我们需要主吸引我们。
We need the Lord to
吸引我们离开这些的捆绑。
To capture our hearts to leave these bondage.
我以前很爱听古典音乐。
I love the classical music. I also listen to those.
对对，那个什么贝多芬的命运交响曲，我都买了总谱来研究。贝多芬的 Symphony No. 5。
Yeah. Okay, the Symphony No. 5. I bought the whole collection.
Yeah.所以以前我平常的生活是听古典音乐。
My life I was listening to classical music.
但是信主之后，慢慢我觉得我就没有再听。
After I come to the Lord, you know, gradually I stopped listening to them.
现在可能只有开车时候当 background music， 当背景音乐。
I use it as background music while driving.
所以很多事情啊，是主吸引我们。我们现在喜欢听诗歌，我们觉得它。能够给我们供应跟感动。
A lot of times the Lord draws us that when we listen to hymns, we have this it captures our heart.
所以很多时候我们生命改变以后， 过去一些捆绑我们或是我们抓不住的因着主的吸引我们 就脱开了
when we come to the Lord many things that used to capture our hearts because of the Lord He draws us and we are able to let go of these things
另外一类的事情就是 一种很正当职业养生家庭的事
another kind of thing it's very relevant to our lives your work and your family
OK 所以我回到刚才那点就是你回去要问自己
go home and ask yourself
就是有些事情其实也许不是明显是罪
on the outward, outside it doesn't seem to be sin
但这个事情是不是在我的身上发生的时候，是不是变成属世界、爱世界了呢
？But when these things happen in my life, of the world,
从愿主让我们从当中分别出来。
That we ask our Lord that we may be set apart from these.
然后最后一个问题
The last question.
就是我在世界上当中做的事情比如说跟我的同事、跟我的同学，我们做的事情都一样。
The things that I do in this world is the same as what my co-workers and my friends do.
对，我的同学他们也念书，也考试。
My classmates, they also study and they go through exams.
然后我的同事也是兢兢业业，很认真的在那里工作。
My co-workers, they are very serious in their job.
然后我们有的家庭里面也是跟人家一样在抚养我们的小孩。
And the same, in our family life, we are like others, we raise our kids.
基督徒跟非基督徒呢，都在做这些事情。
Whether you are believers or non-believers, you do the same thing.
那请问我们做这些事情有什么差别
？But what's the difference when we do these things?
我们做这些事情的时候，与世界分别是什么意思
？And when we do these things, what does it mean to be separated from the world?
我请弟兄姊妹要想一想。
I ask you to think about this.
我这边只能提到一点点。
I can only mention some.
比如说我们讲到我们的职业跟前途
When we talk about our career, our future.
圣经上给我们的意思跟观念就是说，有一个最根本的观念，我们的正业是服事主的。
That the basic our vocation is to serve the Lord.
其他我们职业所有的东西其实只能算是副业。
All our other, our career, our jobs and service, it's just on the sidelines.
就是所有你觉得这些事情都是正正当当该做的，该努力去做的，但所有这些正正当当的事情都不能取代主的地位。
All these things that seem very very relevant, but they can't take away God's position in our hearts.
你再有什么充足的理由说这些事情我要去做，我要去做呢，努力去做，但是仍然要把主摆在第一位。
Even if you have relevant reasons that you have to do these things, and still you have to put God first.
这是一个根本的不同。
This is the very basic difference.
同时我要送给弟兄姊妹一句圣经。
I have a verse for you.
就人若赚得全世界，却丧掉自己的生命，有什么益处呢？
For what is meant, what is a man profited if he gains the whole world and loses or forfeits himself?
你把你所有一切所想要的这些全部都得着了，都比不上你的生命。
If you gain all this, it's not even you can't compare that to your life.
这是主他的价值看世界跟属生命的东西的时候，他主的价值的衡量是这样子。
That's how our God values it. The difference between things of the world and your life.
所以允许我最后再举个几个例子就好。
I'll mention a few more examples.
有一阵子呢，我们组里面有同事离开了。
We have a coworker that left us from our group.
他的那个级别比我高一级。
He's of a higher position than I am in.
所以有个空缺。
There is an open position.
他离开时，其实我就祝福他离开，我什么都也没有想到。
I was just happy for him.
然后有个同事来找我。
A coworker came to me.
他说这边那个级位有个空缺呢，所以以你这个情况来看，你可以去争取进到那个升一级。
There's an open position, for you. It'll be great for you to apply.
已经有人在那里争取了。
The others were applying.
你的那个年资跟那个 经验呢，可能其实还可能更多一点。
Just by your seniority and your experience, you might be a better candidate.
所以你去争取升级哈，也不是一个罪。
To go for a apply for a higher position is not a sin.
但是我觉得我里面很平安，我觉得在主面前呢，这些事情呢，就让主来做，我不需。我没有意思想要去特别积极去争取。
I peace in my heart that I don't have to do that.
我们有些事情的做法跟世人会不一样。
We might do things very differently from the world.
然后那个 Stephen 他们二年级升三年级的时候呢，他们要决定他们能不能进到一个资优班。
For Stephen, from first second grade to third grade, they have kind of whether they can enter into a better class.
Talented class. 那我们有一个朋友呢，他的孩子，以前我们都觉得他的孩子比 Stephen 差一点。
In the past, we feel that our friend's son, our friend's kid doesn't do as well as Stephen.
结果他进去了 ，Stephen 没有进去。
Stephen did not enter, but my friend's kid did.
然后那个朋友跟我谈的时候呢，他比我还紧张啊。
And he chatted with me, he was more nervous than I was.
他说 ，Stephen 怎么没进去呢？应该去找这个那些老师，这样好好谈一谈。
How come Stephen didn't get into? You should go speak to the teachers.
其实我心里很平安。
I have peace in my heart.
一方面他成绩没考好。
Well, on one hand, he didn't do very well.
一方面我很清楚神让他留在那个原本的环境里面，继续往前。
And on the other hand, I know that God wants him to stay there and just go from there.
所以他对于我的反应，他非常惊讶。
My friend was very shocked at my reaction.
对，这是圣灵的宝剑，我们做法也不一样。
This is the sword of the spirit. How we do things is very different.
那个。比如说我当初念书的时候，我没有想要留在美国的。
When I came to pursue my degree, I have no intention of staying in the States.
但是后来主给我一个感觉，我觉得留在美国能够单纯的追求主是好。
God gives me this that if I can stay in the States and to pursue the Lord, you know, in a very simple way, it's very good.
所以我慢慢里面产生一个心愿啊，如果能够留在美国的话，那个我就跟主这样祷告。
I have this in my heart that if I can stay in the state, so I pray to the Lord.
对，但是当我想要留在美国的时候，反而就是发现很困难。
When I decided to stay in the state, I find it's very difficult.
所以一个堂堂 PhD 都找不到工作。
I have a PhD degree, I can't find a job.
然后后来天上掉下来一个就进去了。
And it came from the heavens a job and I started.
然后那个后来神有很多奇妙的预备跟安排呢，才能够拿到绿卡。
And God went, you know, by miraculously just gave us a permanent residency here.
所以当我碰到那时候困难的时候，我跟主是这样祷告的。
And when I went through these difficulties, I prayed to the Lord.
如果能够留在美国，能够追求主的话，那我感谢主，很好。
If I can stay here and pursue the Lord, I thank the Lord.
如果留不下来呢，要回去呢，我相信这是主的带领。
If I cannot stay and if I have to return, if I have to go, I believe this is the leading of the Lord.
我们心里要有舍弃，要能够放下。
In our heart, we have to be able to let go, to lay down and
因为圣灵的宝剑好像把我们想要紧抓的东西把它切开了。
And it's like the sword of spirit, it just kind of cuts through what we are holding on.
切开之后，这个东西放下了。
When he cuts through, we let go of this thing.
但是有可能神再给你，有可能不给。
God may return it back to you, but God may not.
但是别人也留在美国，我也留在美国，这有什么不一样呢？
Others stay in the States and I do too. What's the difference?
我们很清楚的看见，这是主的带领。
We are very clear that this is the leading up from the Lord.
因为我们的里面的心智呢，是为了追求神的。
Because in our heart, what we want is to pursue the Lord.
以前我你们 可能讲太多了哈。以前我，算了，这个。是啊，我想哈，就是说这些再怎么样正当可以做的事情呢？
However relevant these things are.
我们都要学习被主切开放下。
We need to practice to be able to let God cut it and to be able to let go.
交给他。
We need to leave it to the Lord.
然后凡事上主都不能取代主的地位。
And nothing can replace God's position.
所以我们学习与世界分别。
And we learn to be separated from the world.
所以我再次请弟兄姊妹回去思想你自己的情况。
And I want you to go home and think about your own circumstances.
你在做很多事情哈，不是明显的犯罪的。
Many things you do, it's not sin on the on the outside.
但那个事情有没有绑住你？其实那个是一个爱世界的事情。
Does this thing capture you or hold you in bondage? This is something. This is loving the world.
当你在追求你的前途、你的婚姻、你的事业的时候
，When you're pursuing your future, your marriage, your career.
这些事情有没有变成霸占你的心？你非要不可呢
？Do these things capture your heart so much so that you have to have them?
我们要让圣灵的宝剑把它分开。
We need the sword of the Spirit to separate us.
然后我们学习过一个成圣与世界分别的生活。
We need to live a life that's separate, set apart from the world.
Okay, 我们就有一个祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们在这里同谢谢你。
Can we thank you?
也许我们今天并没有回答是或不是。
Maybe today we can answer yes or no.
但是求圣灵在众弟兄姊妹心里面做工。
The Holy Spirit will work in the hearts of our brothers and sisters.
检视查看我们的生活。
But that you search our living.
查看我们的心智跟我们被霸占的地方。
But you search our heart and where we are captured.
你不属世界，我们也不属世界。
You're not of this world. We are also not of this world.
愿圣灵的宝剑在我们身上做分开的工作。
Lord, that the sword of the Spirit will work in our hearts to do the work of separation.
我们谢谢你。
We thank you.
祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name, praise.
Amen.